Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
So these members were living in Edmonton, buying real estate in Edmonton, doing pretty well, both from small towns, and they had an opportunity to move out to a small town near Edmonton, about 125 clicks out, an hour and 15-minute drive, a fairly vibrant town economically. It had an agricultural college, the county offices were there, big provincial park that had good traffic summer and winter, vibrant agriculture, some energy service stuff. So it's a good town. And the first thing that they see when they get there is that house prices are about half what they are in Edmonton. Now, this is about 8 years ago. So they're going, wow, we can buy a 3-bedroom bungalow for half what it costs in Edmonton. Of course, the next question is, well, you know, if rent is half, then where's the advantage? But rent was only a couple of hundred bucks less than it would have been in Edmonton for that same property. So they're going, oh, that's good. Well, are there any tenants? Turns out that it's a fairly vibrant little town, as I'm saying, and there's quite a number of renters and not many places to rent. So that's good. They also find that there are no landlords who know what they're doing in this town. They're all just people who thought, it'd be great to have a rental property, wouldn't it? For some of them, it works out well, and some of it doesn't. So they dip their toe in the water. They buy a couple of properties, basic 3-bedroom bungalows, pretty good shape, paint and carpet, get them rented out easily, get mortgages from the local ATB, Alberta Treasury Branch, and $500 per door positive cash flow. So they are excited. Keep going. They buy another one or two, and they go, you know what? We can do so much better here than in Edmonton. So they sell their Edmonton properties, take the cash, and buy more properties. And they get to the point where they've got 12 doors, and everything is going really well. It's all going well for them. Then they come across the gold nugget. 2 4-plexes, only 2 of 8 suites rented. 2 of 8 suites rented. Dingy, run down. They talk to former tenants. The guy's disinterested. He doesn't care about us. He won't fix anything. And, you know, that's why we moved out. Of course, the landlord thinks it isn't his fault, but he's now had enough. He doesn't have enough money to make his mortgage payments. He's your classic motivated vendor. He just wants out. So do they dive in? No. They get a home inspector out there, and the home inspector says, yeah, there's a lot of deferred maintenance. They both need new shingles. The furnaces and hot water tanks are on the way out, and 2 furnaces are actually gone. They need cleaning up. All of them need new paint and carpet. Fences are terrible. I mean, there's a lot of deferred maintenance. You're going to have to spend some money on this. So they do their numbers. They write their offers subject to financing. They dicker with the owner. They do a real nice report based on their building inspection that shows all the money they're going to have to put into it to bring it up to speed. And this guy knows, right? He knows he's been a slug out there. He knows. So they make the offer subject to financing, off to the ATB, and they walk in with, of course, their sophisticated investor binder. So you got to remember, they're the only professional investors in this town. They've already been in to get ATB mortgages, and the local ATB guys are totally stoked by the sophisticated investor binder. So now when they walk in, they've got a pro forma built for these 2 new 4-plexes. What will it be like when we actually own them and have them rented out? Well, how do you think you're going to get that kind of rent? Oh, because we have letters of commitment here from 4 tenants who will pay this amount of money and sign a lease as soon as there's a place to move in, and there'll be no trouble renting the rest. ATB says, we're going to give you an after-repaired value mortgage. We think, based on our appraisal, that once these repairs are done that you say you're going to do, these 4-plexes will be worth $200,000 each 8 years ago in a small town. Fantastic. They cut the deal, take the conditions off. They have to use their own money to do the repairs. But they do the repairs, ATB sends back the appraiser, and guess what? The properties are now worth $200,000. So they got almost all their deposit money back and all the money they put in, and they're financed up, and they're quickly and completely rented. So I said, that's all really good. And I said, what else did you learn about this town or being in this small town? And they said, the other thing that we learned is that it's not just seeing that properties are cost less and rent is about the same. It's our ability to run a real estate business. We are professional real estate investors, run this like a business, and there's no one else doing it. No one else doing it. So it's important to be a specialist, and one way to be a specialist in a town that is in a small town that has prospects. I mean, other examples that we all know about, Andrea Workington, our good friend Andrea, who's part of our Rapid Cash Focus team leadership, she runs Red Deer. She runs Red Deer for real estate. You can't mention anything in Red Deer and surrounding area to Andrea that she doesn't know how much it would cost, how much it will rent for, what kind of a rent to own it would do, everything. She knows all about it. Now, Red Deer is not a smaller town. It's not as small as this other town I was talking about. What about if you live in Edmonton or Calgary? Well, the one classic example is our own Russell Westcott. Where does Russell buy? Edmonton. Northeast Edmonton. He buys condo townhouses in Northeast Edmonton. He and his realtor, Jason Mattern, who's a real good realtor, you can't ask them anything about Northeast Edmonton condo townhouses that they don't know all about it. If Jason calls up Russell in Vancouver and says, I have a 3-bedroom in the XYZ complex, that's all he has to say. Tells him what the price is and what kind of shape it's in. That's all Russell needs to hear to know whether he's making a buying decision. He's a specialist in that area. So what do we learn out of this? You know, prices are typically lower in small towns. They are typically lower. And you can get after that. Rents are comparable. Not the same. And often, you are the only experts in town. You have created a big competitive advantage for yourself. So make sure that you specialize in an area, whether it's a small town or whether it's an area in a bigger city. There's a huge economic advantage for you. Lower prices and competitive rents, potential gold mines. And be the local expert wherever you are.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.